occasion of welcoming Sri Sri Gaur Nithai and Srila Prabhupada into their new altar. There have also been many other improvements to the ambience for their lordships, their devotees. So I thought to read some verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that glorify Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
We shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1. This verse appears as the second in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then it is quoted again as the 84th verse, and followed by an explanation of the verse. Please repeat. Vande.
Vande.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityanando.
Nityanando.
Saha Udito.
Saha Udito.
Gauda Udaye.
Gauda Udaye.
Pushpavanto.
Pushpavanto.
Chitro.
Chitro.
Shamdo.
Shamdo.
Tamahanudo.
Tamahanudo.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahodito.
Nityananda Sahodito.
Gododye Pushpavanto. Gododaye Pushpavanto.
Gododaye Pushpavanto.
Chitro Sando Tamo Duno.
Chitro Sando Tamo Duno.
Vande.
Vande.
I offer respectful obeisances.
I offer respectful obeisances.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
To Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
To Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda.
Nityananda.
And to Lord Nityananda.
And to Lord Nityananda.
Saha Udito.
Saha Udito.
Simultaneously arisen.
Simultaneously arisen.
Gauda Udaye.
Gauda Udaye.
On the eastern horizon.
On the eastern horizon.
Of Gauda.
Of Gauda.
Pushpavanto.
Pushpavanto.
The sun and moon together.
The sun and moon together.
Chitro.
Chitro.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Shamdo.
Shamdo.
Bestowing benediction.
Bestowing benediction.
Tamanudo.
Tamanudo.
Dissipating darkness.
Dissipating darkness.
Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Texts 85 and 86. Sri Krishna and Balaram, the personalities of Godhead, who formerly appeared in Vrindavan and were millions of times more effulgent than the sun and the moon, have arisen over the eastern horizon of Gaudadesh, West Bengal, being compassionate for the fallen state of the world. The appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda has surcharged the world with happiness. As the sun and the moon drive away darkness by their appearance and reveal the nature of everything, these two brothers dissipate the darkness of ignorance covering the living beings and enlighten them with knowledge of the absolute truth. The darkness of ignorance is called Kaitava, the way of cheating, which begins with religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapa trayonmulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamune Krite Kimva Parayar Ishvara Sadhya Hridya Varudyate Tra Kritbi Sushu Bis Tatkshanat. The great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by Mahamuni Vyasadev from four original verses, describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees and completely rejects the cheating ways of materially motivated religiosity. It propounds the highest principle of eternal religion, which can factually mitigate the threefold miseries of a living being and award the highest benediction of full prosperity and knowledge. Those willing to hear the message of this scripture in a submissive attitude of service can at once capture the Supreme Lord in their hearts. Therefore, there is no need for any scripture other than Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse appears in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.2. The words Mahamuni Krite indicate that Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva, who is sometimes known as Narayana Mahamuni, because he is an incarnation of Narayana. Vyasadeva, therefore, is not an ordinary man, but is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He compiled the beautiful Bhagavatam to narrate some of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. In Srimad Bhagavatam, a distinction between real religion and pretentious religion has been made. According to this original and Vedic commentation on the Vedanta Sutra, there are numerous pretentious faiths that pass as religion but neglect the real essence of religion. The real religion of a living being is his natural inborn quality, whereas pretentious religion is a form of nescience that artificially covers a living entity's pure consciousness under certain unfavorable conditions. Real religion lies dormant when an artificial religion dominates from the mental plane. A living being can awaken this dormant religion by hearing with a pure heart. So Srila Prabhupada gives a long purport here, which we shall not read just now. But the basic idea is clear, that the constitutional position of the living entity is to serve Krishna without any motivation. When the living entity serves the Lord in pure love, without any selfish desires for fruitive activity or mental speculation, he is satisfied. Nothing else can satisfy him. Yayatma supraseedati. That religion is first class, which is unmotivated and without any material cause. And that dharma alone can fully satisfy the self. Anything else is a cheating process. It cheats us out of the real happiness and satisfaction that is due to us as parts and parcels of Krishna, eternal servants of Krishna. People are cheated because actually they want to be cheated. Today I happened to listen to an interview between Srila Prabhupada and two journalists. And the journalists were commenting on various gurus and yogis and swamis who had come to America. And Srila Prabhupada immediately responded that they are not gurus, they're not bona fide, unless they know the Bhagavad Gita and present Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be worshipped, they're not gurus. He said, actually, they are cheaters. He quoted this verse that anything that does not teach pure devotional service to Krishna is a cheating religion, or a cheating process. And he said that they themselves come from India to be cheated. They themselves come to be cheated out of the real benefit of life. He said they don't have the strength to come to the West and present the message of Krishna as it is but they themselves come to be cheated, to be victimized by the material attractions of Western society. And that's the truth. That's the truth. We're cheated because we want to be cheated. Anyone who has been exposed to the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita or the knowledge of Krishna consciousness cannot be cheated unless he or she wants to be cheated. Srila Prabhupada commented on the Indian independence movement that as Prabhupada said it, the Indians threw out the British from India because they didn't want to be cheated by them. And now that they've thrown out the British, they all want to come to America and be cheated by the Americans. And Prabhupada was saying that the same thing applies to so many so-called gurus who came from India to America. They wanted to be cheated by the Americans, by the materialistic society. So we're being cheated voluntarily. We want to be cheated. But if someone is sincere, if someone listens with a pure heart, in a submissive mood, he can be relieved from the darkness of ignorance and actually experience wonderful benedictions of, it says here, happiness and prosperity. But real happiness and real prosperity. So we'll just read a little more to glorify their lordships. Text 92. The foremost process of cheating is to desire to achieve liberation by merging into the Supreme. For this causes the permanent disappearance of loving service to Krishna. Purport. The desire to merge into the impersonal Brahman is the subtlest type of atheism. As soon as such atheism, disguised in the dress of liberation, is encouraged, one becomes completely unable to traverse the path of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, most religionists, whether from India or anywhere, generally appeal to people's desires, either for material enjoyment or impersonal emancipation from material bondage. But they don't give the real thing, which is loving devotional service to Krishna. What we're really understanding here from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is what it means that Gaur Nitai are bestowing wonderful benediction upon all. So we're really understanding. Text 93. The prefix pra in the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam Dharma Projita indicates that the desire for liberation is completely rejected. purport. This is an annotation by Sridhar Swami, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 94. All kinds of activities, both auspicious and inauspicious, that are detrimental to the discharge of transcendental loving service to Lord Sri Krishna, are actions of the darkness of ignorance. So even auspicious works that are meant for material elevation, so-called pious activities that are meant to bring material benefit both to the performer and to those for whom the sacrifice is made, the charity is given, are considered to be in the darkness of ignorance. And it's very interesting. I mean, it's very clear that in these verses there's no compromise. And in the same way there was no compromise in Srila Prabhupada, it was very interesting listening to the two interviews. Very interesting. The one was conducted by an American journalist from the Associated Press. And his initial approach was almost exactly opposite to the interview conducted by the two Indians who were writing for a journal for Indians who lived in American Canada. The American journalist had the idea that the devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement were isolated from the rest of society, and that these, you know, talented, capable, intelligent young men and women who could be making a contribution to society were not making the contribution that they could make. And Srila Prabhupada replied that the reason people have this idea is because they are in ignorance. They identify with the body, and they measure contributions in terms of the body. But we are acting on the spiritual platform. Our contribution is to the soul. The soul is the real person. The body is just a vehicle. It's like a motor car. And then he gave the example that material existence or embodied existence is like living in the prison. So everyone in the prison, they're being punished. They are being obliged to break rocks. And so the prisoners, they see people are coming, and they're not breaking rocks like them, so they think they're not making a contribution. But Prabhupada said, our contribution is we tell the prisoners this is not your real life. You're not meant for living in the prison house and breaking rocks. You're meant for reforming your mentality and being released from the prison and becoming free and no longer having to break rocks. But they're thinking, oh, these people aren't joining in the work of breaking rocks. They're not making a contribution. The Indians, they came with the complete opposite view. They said, Swamiji, we see that in your society you have brahmacharis, grihastas, and sannyasis. you have people in all orders of life. From this, we can see that you are not advocating that your devotees should be away from the world, but that they should be in the world and contributing to the world. Because Grihastas, the whole cycle. Anyway, it was, of course, each conversation took its own course. But Prabhupada basically said the same thing to the Indians that he said to the Americans. Even though they were both coming from different angles. And that is that actually we have nothing to do with the material world. We are operating on the spiritual platform. We haven't come here to improve people's material lives. Of course, if they follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma with Krishna consciousness, their life will improve in many ways. But basically, we are not acting on the material platform. We are here to act on the spiritual platform. And then he proceeded to give the same explanation of the driver and the car, and we're not here for the car, we're here for the driver. And everyone's identifying with the car. So it was very interesting that in both cases, Srila Prabhupada made the same point. And he made the point to both, that people misunderstand us because we are operating on the spiritual platform, and they're all on the material platform. They are in ignorance. And because they are in ignorance, they can neither understand us nor appreciate us properly. And here we find the same instructions are being given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That anything other than pure devotional service to Krishna is cheating and ignorance. And these two lords, Sri Shigaur Nitai, have come to remove this darkness of ignorance. And Srila Prabhupada, as their representative, as their servant, also came to remove the darkness of ignorance. And if we do not do the same thing, we are cheating. We're cheating people. I mean, maybe not to the same extent as some of the other swamis or so-called gurus, but we're also cheating people and cheating ourselves. Text 94 again. All kinds of activities, both auspicious and inauspicious, that are detrimental to the discharge of transcendental loving service to Lord Sri Krishna are actions of the darkness of ignorance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The poetical comparison of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to the sun and moon is very significant. The living entities are spiritual sparks, and their constitutional position is to render devotional service to the Supreme Lord in full Krishna consciousness. So-called pious activities and other ritualistic performances, pious or impious, as well as the desire to escape from material existence, are all considered to be coverings of these spiritual sparks. The living entity must get free from these superfluous coverings and fully engage in Krishna consciousness. the purpose of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is to dispel the darkness of the soul. Before their appearance, all these superfluous activities of the living entities were covering Krishna consciousness. But after the appearance of these two brothers, people's hearts are becoming cleansed, and they are again becoming situated in the real position of Krishna consciousness. So their hearts are being cleansed by their mercy, by the Sankirtan movement, Cheto Darpano Marjanam. And that's the best way to cleanse our hearts. It's the best way to cleanse the hearts of others. And it's the best way to please the two lords, Gaur Nitai. Best way to serve them. Best way to worship them. Srila Prabhupada said that in Kali Yuga, the main deity is Gaur Nitai, the Panchatattva, and the way to worship them is by Sankirtan. And we're blessed here not only by the presence of Gaur Nitai, but of a real staunch Sankirtan leader, along with many able assistants, and some disabled, but they're all part of it. Text 95. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, this darkness of ignorance is removed and the truth is brought to light. What is the truth? We're eternal servants of Krishna. Nothing to do with pious and impious material activities. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna. This is the truth, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The absolute truth is Sri Krishna. And loving devotion to Sri Krishna, exhibited in pure love, is achieved through congregational chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all bliss. The sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. But these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart. And thus they help one to meet the two kinds of Bhagavatas, persons or things in relationship with the personality of Godhead. One of the Bhagavatas, who knows what the two Bhagavatas are?
Person.
And can you explain, without using the term Bhagavat, what a person Bhagavat is and what the book Bhagavat is?
Without using scripture.
No, just in English. What's a person Bhagavat?
The person who exemplifies the scriptures, who's a living example of the scriptures, is the person.
Yeah. The book Bhagavata is Srimad Bhagavatam. One of the Bhagavatas is the great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the pure devotee, absorbed in the mellows of loving devotion. Through the actions of these two Bhagavatas, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart of a living being. And thus the Lord, in the heart of his devotee, comes under the control of the devotee's love. Srila Prabhupada was saying, these Mayavadis, they want to be one with God, they want to be equal to God, but the pure devotee he becomes the controller of God. He becomes greater than God. God comes under his control, but really not under his control, but under the control of his pure love. The first wonder is that both brothers appear simultaneously. And the other is that they illuminate the innermost depths of the heart. These two, the sun and moon, are very kind to the people of the world. For the good fortune of all, they have appeared on the horizon of Santa Barbara, of Bengal. Bengal.